Evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Mooville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Mooville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting. July 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Mooville. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Oh, wait a minute. I got ahead of myself here. Okay, next monthly meeting will be at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center in Boonville, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an eye controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should an eye controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find a net preamble at our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in?
This is KD2, DFD.
Okay, Pete. How are things in Sloatsburg?
It doesn't matter to me how things are in Sloatsburg, as I'm in the park right now. I just come out from Frankie's from Old Forge with my son. Had a nice dinner and ice cream and a game of miniature golf. So, I'm concerned more about up here, and it's a beautiful night tonight. How have you been?
Very good, Pete. Yeah, you must have stopped at Nutty Putty on the way down.
Oh, that's exactly right. Nutty Putty, they've got it all fixed up with flowers, and it's real pretty. There's people out there, and it's even better at night when the lights are on. But I missed the net last night. But I did speak to Jeff, KD2AIT, after the traffic net. We had a nice conversation. So it was nice to hear him and pick up, you know, chat a little bit of what's going on. And it's nice to make the net tonight. So I'll give it back to you, Bob, and all the others that are waiting their turn. Thank you very much. This is KD2DFD.
All right, Pete. I hope you enjoyed the day and having a great evening. Another real nice day. I expected we were going to get some rain today, but it didn't happen. And that's okay. If it rains in the evening, that's great. That gives us a good day to enjoy ourselves. All right, Pete, KD2DFD, N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in?
KD2AIT EchoLink, KA3TFB, Bill and Warndale checking in to the EchoLink, and my good friend, Mr. Kevin James, has just also logged into the EchoLink system. Good evening, Bob, and everybody. Back to net control. Over.
Roger, Bill, KA3TFB. Glad you're doing well. We'll get back to you shortly, and we'll stand by for Kevin to check in. I got a little asthma problem. evening with the breathing, so bear with me on it.
All right, this is KD2FPM, Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through EchoLink from Oneonta. And yes, Bill is right, I did just sneak in here. And Bob, hang in there. I'll hold tight and wait for you to give me the cue. I'm actually the last one in the group at this point.
All right, Kevin, KD2FPM. Glad to have you check in with us, and we'll get back to Bill, KA3TFP. Bill, how are things down at PA? I hope you had a great day today and good weather.
Welcome again in the evening. Good evening to everybody from Bill and Warrendale. we can't escape the rain. When I went to work this morning, it was raining. And then when I was looking out the window during work, it was raining. And then when I got in my car to drive home, it was raining. But, we escaped that horrible flooding rain that went to the south of Pittsburgh. And them little valleys in West Virginia and that, they are most of them that had creeks going through valleys had horrible flooding, a flooding that was probably, I'm going to say, historic to see 4 or 5 feet of water come over in the buildings that people work in. But we escaped that. And that would be a horrible rain. Anyhow, nothing to report here that's bad. Being so wet, I won't have to cut grass for a few days. Bob, wish you well in your asthma there. And we have high humidity here, 90%, about 70 degrees, and dew point is 60-some percent. Back to net control from KA3TFB in the group, and we'll be listening. Over.
Okay, Bill, KA3TFB, glad you at least were able to possibly stay fairly dry today. I was kind of hoping you had the good weather that we had up here, but boy, I'll tell you what, it doesn't have to go too far in order for it to be a little bit on the unpleasant side, so, well, 7-3, glad to have you check in with us, and I hope tomorrow brings a better day for you. All right, we'll get back to Kevin, KD2FPM. Kevin, how are things down your way?
All right, yeah, good evening, Bob and Bill, everyone on board, KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. It looks like we got 67, 68 degrees on the outside, and our humidity is probably only around 50, 60% at this point here. We're on the other side of the frontal boundary there. Actually, my original weather forecast, I was predicting that we were supposed to see a good chance of rain today, but the high pressure kind of played as a blocking agent and kept the rain to our west and south. So the closest the rain made it to us was about the New York PA border and pretty much over in the Jamestown area and Erie area of Pennsylvania. Didn't make it this far north. So we actually had partly cloudy skies here, had a high of 77 today. So that was actually better than I had originally planned. So this weekend's supposed to be nice and decent and warm. There is a chance of storms for the Monday time frame into Tuesday, and then after that, those 85 to 90 degree temps that we'll get this weekend will taper off, and then we'll be back in the 70s and 80s for the next week. So with that, I will say 7-3. It's KD2FPM. Back to net control.
Kevin, well, I'm glad you got a handle on the weather. I'll tell you, I looked at it a couple times and I thought, well, we had a few good days coming up and supposed to be starting tomorrow, I think, and then through the weekend and then a little bit of temperature inversion there or whatever is going to happen. And, well, maybe we'll get lucky and see some mediocre heat days and sunshine and so on, where it's comfortable for everyone. All right. Well, you have a good evening, and thanks again for the weather info. Yeah, I think your temperatures are pretty close to what we had. I don't know about the humidity. I didn't measure that or get a reading on that today. But I think the high we had, from what I saw, was around 76. So it still was a great day up here. We didn't have any precip at all. It did get cloudy at times. Looked like it was going to be a downpour, and nothing happened, and that's okay. If it rains at night, that's great. All right. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening. Bob, with the continuing saga of the white van.
AC2WI.
N2OIQ.
Okay, we've got Dan, N2OYQ, Pete, KZ2WI, and George, N2PFM. George, what's going on with that van again?
Well, good evening to you, Paul. Everybody on the net there, and we had a temperature range today of 47 to 75. Temperature right now is 61 degrees and falling, it says. And it was very much the same weather. Lots of sun a few times. It was getting cloudy. We thought it was going to downpour, but it didn't. No bad weather there, thank God. Yeah, I've been mentioning the last few nights that the way it went, just on the weekend, I went to make a left turn there by Stewart's and Lyle's, and we boom, bang, slam, crash, and it's only parts busting and falling off the motor onto the ground and everything, and another motor kept running. Even though it was standing still, I thought it was first it was a wheel bearing, no. And then as I started going slowly again, suddenly all the noise stopped. So I took it home slowly, and I found the fan belt. There was only just a little sliver left of it, the serpentine belt. And I took it into the mechanic. He found not only the fan belt had fallen apart, but reason was that the water pump had apparently lost all its cones from its bearing out there. Surprising it didn't leak one bit, but it was loose as a goose. So, water pump, a new fan belt, and $106 cured everything. So it's twice this one now. $112 at the beginning of the month, and the other day, $106. For a water pump and fan belt. So that's the continuing saga of the van. That will say God bless in 73s and hope everyone out there is doing well. And to PFM clear.
Okay, George. Yeah, kind of sounds like normal attrition. You know, you run into that with age and miles and what have you. I've had that in the past myself. Fortunately, I was able to do the work myself, get the parts. But I'll tell you what, it's not too bad considering, you know, you got a transverse engine, and water pumps today are not as easy to get to, and the time and labor and what have you, in the water pump and the belt, it's not too bad. So I think you got away fairly good on that one, but that should serve well for a bunch of years now to come, but hopefully the van holds up for you. You can get your money back out of miles. All right, George, you have a good evening, and take care. We'll see what Pete's got going for us. KC2WI.
KC2WI. My thermometer says the high was 73 here today. And it's 62. Yeah, it was pretty chilly this morning. I don't know what the low was. I think it's going to be pretty chilly tonight, which is that's absolutely fine. And I have all the windows open overnight. And the house will be nice and cool, probably all day. I did go out and I split some wood this morning, and I got pretty warm doing that. And Lou, KD2JBC, came over, paid club's dues. We chatted for a little bit. And then around, I think, 11, by the time I got out of here, I went down to Lions Falls Tire and straightened out some network issues that were caused by, well, the symptoms appeared, or at least some of them, when Frontier changed their router, but that wasn't really the cause. One cause was the Norton security, which I told Debbie, you know, don't renew that. But that's the problem with the firewalls and those things, is they try to do too much, and it decided that it saw a new network, quote unquote. Oh, this must be a public network. I'm going to shut everything off for security. You know, no, it's not a public network. It's a private network. And the printer, this one I don't understand. And she says this happened when the Frontier thing, but I'm sure something else was going on. Printer decided, or Windows decided to unshare the printer. Wouldn't have mattered if it was shared anyway, because workstation couldn't get to the server because of the network issue. And then finally, after a lot of grief, we straightened out their problem with the workstation accounting being really slow. I think it was a combination also of Sage really not doing things right, and also Microsoft not doing things right, or maybe Microsoft thinking they're doing things right, but Sage not taking into account that IPv6 is sort of on the horizon. I don't know, whatever. But anyway, so that was very productive. Then I went over to Bob J's and paid him some money. And then I went over to the Moose River and spent an hour and out in the sun and went for a swim. And it wasn't hot, but it was hot in the sun. You know, you're just out in the sun there on the rocks. And the water was okay. Water was good. And I would have liked to stay there longer, but I had to get back and get some work done. And then I just got back half an hour ago, I guess, or so, from Boonville, from the Towpath Trekkers. I actually left a little early and took my bike, which I've gotten to not run hardly at all. And rode down to Forestport, went for a swim in Forestport Pond, rode back, and socialized. So anyway, one correction: the next Boonville Amateur Radio Club meeting is going to be August, whatever the third Tuesday is. We canceled the July one because conflict with the Lewis County Fair Parade and people won't be there and stuff like that. So there is no July meeting. The next one is in August. And then Tuesday the 16th or something like that. And then the Friday following that, I think it's the 19th, the Woodsman's 10K run. We're always looking for people to do communications for that. And then Saturday morning, the Woodsman's Canoe Kayak Race at 9 o'clock, which is a pretty laid-back affair, but they like to have some people there, too, at the, you know, along the towpath. And the, and then the following Sunday, the day after that, Sunday in Malone, which is a good haul from here, but there is a Northern New York Amateur Radio Association picnic. I think it's the North Franklin Club that's sponsoring it, but anyway. And I don't know if I'm going to trek on up there or not. I'm going to try to do it. So that's what's going on. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah,
you're right, with the quite a trek up that way. But yeah, for those that, you know, have the time or inclination to take a run up there, it's got to be a nice eventful day and a lot of other possibilities with it. Okay, well, it sounds like you had a decent day today. Anyway, we had a good day. Wasn't really particularly warm. Sun was great, but then you had the breeze and the wind at times, and it was relatively chilly when the wind came up. Okay, Pete, you have a good evening, and we'll see what Dan's got going here in 20IQ. Dan, how are you?
Hi, good evening, Bill. I'm on some of the nuts this evening and 20IQ here. Well, morning, well, at first I went up to Whitaker Park here, not too far from me, and I walked around the campground. I've been trying to do that, but today was, I think it was the first time this week. There's too many other things going on in the morning, so went up there, did that, then came home, and the wife, we went to town, got some things for camping. We're camping this weekend up at Old Forge, up to Nick's Lake. And hang around Old Forge and go up to, Blue Mountain Lake up in there. It's a museum up there. That's our plans for the speaking hour. And we'll do some around Old Forge or take the ski lift ride up the mountain there and stuff. It's kind of fun. And get up there and see all over for sure. But I think and the weather's going to be good, so it'll be a fantastic weekend. I think last year we was up there about the same weekend, and was up there for the same amount of time from Friday to Monday, and I think it rained a day and a half or 2 days while we're up there. So, but anyway, get away from home and whatever. We got an upright trailer, so not worried about getting wet or anything. So, that's it from here, Bill. Have a good evening. Talk to you later. And 20IQ Care.
All right, Dan. Well, I'm glad you were able to enjoy it. Have a bit of time away. That's always welcome. Anytime you can do that, just something different and at least gives you another opportunity to relax a little bit. Okay, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-ins.
C2NBU.
K82FM with a quick comment.
Okay, we've got KC2NBU and KD2FPM. Go ahead, Kevin.
All right, yeah, thanks, Bob. Yeah, KD2FPM here, and Ray, my apologies for stepping on top of you there. Powers that be that are at listening at the net here right now, I just wanted to make sure you guys knew that the Echolink is down on the Lowville repeater. That's the AB2XN node. It's been down for probably about 4 or 5 days now, so I don't know if anybody was aware of that or not, but just a heads up. So, like, Pete, if you want to relay that up through, that way they know that up there. Maybe there's just a problem and just needs to be rebooted or something. All right, KD2FPM, back to net.
Okay, Kevin. Yeah, that's good info. And, yeah, could be a case where they were unaware of it and not having people check in because it was down. All right. Yeah, maybe we can get something relayed and get things done with that. All right, KC2NBU. Ray, what's going on your way this evening?
Well, we're at 63 degrees up on the hill here, and it's calm and clear. It looks to be a nice, cool, good sleeping temperature night. Had the lawn mowed today, and had a nice meal over at Cuban Hyvin. Had that turkey Swiss melt special. Pretty darn tasty.
Oh, Roger, that sounds like a mouth-watering meal. I've had something very similar, and it just, boy, it just melts in your mouth. When, and I'll tell you what, it almost gets you to the point of drooling.
Yeah, we made it with red peppers and melted Swiss cheese and a honey mayonnaise, and it was grilled. So, I like trying the specials.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I enjoy it. Every once in a while I go with an idea in mind of what I want to have, and boy, I'll tell you what, there's something on the specials that jumps out at you and you go for it. You got to do that. It usually wakes up the senses and the taste buds. Okay, well, have a good evening, Ray, and glad you had a good meal. This is N5AOW. Anyone else like to check in? Okay, well, my day was a pretty good day. Work day, I had a project going, and some carpentry involved, and started it yesterday, and the day before yesterday we had a bit of rain and didn't get back to it, but today I got it finished up, and turned out quite well. I'm pleased with it, and enjoyed the day a little on the cool side. We got out on the lake this evening after dinner and enjoyed a go around on the lake and just enjoyed the sunshine. Not quite as warm as I thought it was going to be, but it was still okay. So, with that, we'll make a final call. Anyone else care to join us? N5AOW. Net control for Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing any, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency and the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank all those that checked in. We had Ray, Dan, Pete, George, Kevin, Noniana, Bill down in Pennsylvania, and Pete, KD2DFD. Everyone, 73, have a good evening and a great day tomorrow. N5AOW clear.
This is KC2, OVB, Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, Dick from Utica calling for the Utica County Traffic Emergency Net. Looking for check-in. All stations are welcome, with or without traffic, and check-ins will be appreciated.
KC2NVU, good evening, no traffic.
Roger, KC2NVU, good evening, Ray. Thank you very much for your check-in, much appreciated. Calling for Oct-10. Oct-10, all stations are welcome, with or without traffic.
This is KD2DFD. The name here is Pete. Checking in, no traffic.
Roger, KD2DFD. Good evening, Pete. Thanks for your check-in. Much appreciated. Calling for Oct-10.
call for OCTEN. All stations are welcome. OCTEN would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing OCTEN the use of its repeater. This is KC2 OVB 73 Stall, and good evening. Thank you for your check-in. Clear.